as a kid, you know, you play all kinds of sports, soccer, baseball, basketball, football, you know, whatever season it was, it's what you played, and that's how I just ended up playing.
Did you have a favorite, or was it just, again, the season you were playing?
Yeah, it was just whatever I could do to be outside and be active. You know, I didn't like sitting inside much, and so growing up, I was always doing some kind of sport. If it was in between seasons, me and my brother would play roller hockey in the street, you know, and
you're a gym rat, right?
Yeah, we did whatever we could to be outside.
What Little League program did you?
It was called Little Creek American Little League, or Pony Baseball or something like that.
Everybody remembers the name of their Little League.
I remember it because it was on a military base, a couple hundred yards from where the Navy SEALs train there in Virginia Beach. And, you know, you always hear gunfire from the firing range that was close by. And, you know, it was pretty cool.
When you got into the travel thing, a lot of guys from your Little League, or was it guys from the entire little community? How did that work?
Yeah, it was guys. You know, Hampton Roads, they call it the Seven Cities, you know. So there's a bunch of different cities around, and there was no watering down of the teams, you know. So we had some pretty good guys, you know, the Uptons and Dave Wright and Zim, and, you know. So we were all kind of playing against each other or with each other, and, you know, it was pretty good talent, pretty good competition.
Were you guys aware of just how good you were at that particular time?
Oh, man, we had no idea. We were just a bunch of kids playing baseball, having fun. That's all we were doing.
Now, was there someone, or even someone that coached you at that particular time, that you said, yeah, that guy does it the right way, that you kind of followed or kind of maybe tried to emulate a little bit?
Yeah, my guy was Nolan Ryan growing up. I was a pitcher back in the day.
I heard you could throw it.
And, yeah, so, you know, just watching him throw 100 miles an hour all the time and you know, seeing the mentality he had when he pitched, and even doing the Advil commercials. So I almost take Advil so I can play until I'm 45, you know. So my freshman year, I was on the junior varsity team. The coach's son was playing ahead of me, so I ended up moving to transfer schools and went to First Colonial High School, where I played as a sophomore on varsity. And, you know, my junior, senior year, started going to some showcases, getting some letters from colleges and things like that. And, you know, then eventually turned into, hey, you know, might get drafted. You might, you know, move on after college and keep playing. And so I was all for it. Today, I think kids get specialized in sports too early. It kind of runs them out of it. Runs them to where they're sick of it. And
that's a great point.
You know, back then it was just, you know, baseball season rolled around, you played baseball. You know, if it was the wintertime, you played basketball. And, you know, the fall, you played football. And, you know, that's just, we just had fun playing sports. And then, you know, once you get older and you start to realize you have a specialty in one area, then you kind of start taking it more seriously. And you know, I'm lucky enough, 28 years old, to be playing a kid's game for a living, and it's a lot of fun.
Was UVA a natural choice for you because of where you grew up?
But I ended up going on a couple recruiting visits, and you know, Virginia was the best fit. It was the biggest conference. They just built a new stadium. You know, get to go play against elite competition.
Great school.
Great college. Great place to go to school. And so it just ended up being a good fit for us. And then we ended up getting a new stadium and a new coaching staff a couple years later. And you know, now they're national powerhouse.
I was going to say, Mark, you were on a cusp, on the ground floor of what we're seeing now. National championship runs pretty much every year. Do you feel good about that? Maybe setting a table for what came after?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I remember my junior year, we had a pretty good team. Zim was on that team. We had a couple good pitchers. And, you know, a lot of people were just kind of finding out about Virginia baseball and what we were all about. And I remember playing in front of like 4,000 or 5,000 people up there in Charlottesville. And, you know, they were packed in on the hills and, you know, in the outfield, you know, just anywhere they could fit. It was definitely a neat experience. And to see where we were when I first got there, they almost cut the baseball team. To see where,
really?
To see where they are now.
A lot of scouts are there. For not just you, a couple other guys in the program I know, but you had to realize then that professional baseball was going to happen.
We had a guy, Andrew Dobies, who's a high draft pick, and Zim was coming up, going to be the next year draft pick. And, you know, I think they were there more to watch those guys. And, you know, I had a couple good series against some teams when they were there. And that was it. I went in the 16th round. You know, there was really no doubt in my mind that I was going to sign. I remember my first report was to Yakima, Washington.
I was going to go over your travel.
I had to look it up on a map to see where it was. So, you know, it's just a great experience. And, you know, it's something I'll never forget. And then my next year I went there. And then next year I went to Lancaster, California. Had a good first half. Moved up to AA. That was my second year, second full season. And then the next year I spent 20 games in AA, and I was in the big leagues. So it was just like a snap of a finger, and I was up in the show. And I remember I got called up, and our manager in Mobile that year was Brett Butler. And he said, hey, you got to catch a flight to Denver. I thought I was going to AAA. And I was like, Denver. I was like, oh, the Rockies play there. So he's like, yeah, you're going to the show, kid. And so that's how I was told. And
is that how he said it?
Yeah, and it was pretty
cool. It's like
cool.
A movie. It's like Bull Durham.
Yeah, but I forgot. I'd never been there before to Denver. And the airport in Denver to downtown is about 45 minutes. So I thought this cab driver, I didn't know where he was taking me. And I finally see the city on the horizon. He drops me off out front, and I got a bag. And I'm like, all right, what do I do now? So I go to the front gate, and the usher kind of like, nah, you're some kid, you know, trying to get to the stadium. And I was 22 or 23 years old, and eventually we got it all sorted out. And I went walking the clubhouse and see Randy Johnson standing there and Orlando Hudson.
What's going through your mind when you walk in?
Yeah, I didn't know what to do. I just went to my locker and sat down. And then one of the clubbies comes up and says, hey, Bob Melvin is our manager. He's like, hey, Bob wants to see you in his office. And so I go in there. He's like, how you feeling? I was like, I feel good. And he's like, well, good. You're playing third base at 7 tonight. And Brandon Webb was on the mound to boot. So.
Oh, man. Welcome to the big
yeah,
leagues.
So it was, even to this day, we still text back and forth and talk.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
So, you know, he's a great dude.
I mean, you look back at that team you played for. Do you now look back on it and realize just how special a time that was?
Yeah, but that was such a special group of guys. We all came from, you know, kids growing up playing ball to
good families.
Good families and good people and just kids growing up having fun playing ball to, you know, half that team's in the big leagues now and pretty successful. So, yeah, I think Sports Illustrated did a story on it a couple years ago. And then we were all getting interviewed and stuff about it. And, you know, that's when you really realize when what we have is really special. And, you know, you may not ever see it again.